Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the different adab from the beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today we start a chapter, Babu Karahati Tafdeel al-Walidi Ba'da Auladihi ala Ba'din fil Hiba. The chapter on the detestability, the dislike of a parent giving preference to some of his children over others in gifts. When a parent is gifting to his children, then to give one child more than the other, the dislike in Sharia for this particular action. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains this also to us. Different aspects, even when we're giving to our children, gifting, how we should be doing it, that also is shown to us in the beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu, أن أباه أتى به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال إني نحلت ابني هذا غلاما كان لي فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكل ولدك نحلته مثل هذا فقال لا فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فارجعه وفي رواية فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أفعلت هذا بولدك كلهم قال لا قال اتقوا الله واعدلوا في أولادكم فرجع بي فرد بتلك الصدقة فرد تلك الصدقة وفي رواية فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا بشير ألك ولد سوى هذا فقال نعم فقال أكلهم وهبت له مثل هذا فقال لا وقال فلا تشهدني إذن فإني لا أشهد على جور وفي رواية لا تشهدني على جور وفي رواية أشهد على هذا غيري ثم قال أيسرك أن يكون إليك في البر سواء قال بلى قال فلن فلا إذن متفق عليه. Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu narrates that his father, Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu anhu is narrating that his father took him, in other words brought him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nu'man ibn Bashir is saying that my father took me, young boy, my father took me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said that I give this son of mine a slave that they owned. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, did you give all your children a similar gift? He replied, no. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then take the slave back. So this Nu'man bin Bashir, he's explaining that my father took me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he wanted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be like a witness for what he did. He had gifted me a slave and he wanted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to just witness the transaction. And he told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that I had a slave and I gifted it to the son of mine, Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Bashir, his name was Bashir, he asked him, did you give all your children a similar gift? He replied, no. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then take the slave back. Take the slave back. In other words, you haven't been fair to all your children. We'll explain the Masail just now. Another narration has that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, did you do this to all your children? He replied, no. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fear Allah and treat your children equally. My father returned and took back the charity. Another narration has, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, oh Bashir, do you have other children? He replied, yes. He asked, did you give a similar gift to all of them? He replied, no. He said, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then do not make me a witness in this, because I cannot be a witness in injustice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't make me a witness in this transaction, because I can't be a witness in injustice. Another narration has it, that do not make me a witness to an injustice. Another narration has, make someone else a witness to this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, you rather make somebody else a witness to this. He then said, would you not like all of them to be equal to you in their obedience to you? He replied, yes, indeed. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then do not do that. Ulama explain the masla as far as gifting. Sometimes it happens that a parent, he'll give one child something and he won't give the other children. Or sometimes he'll give all the children, but he'll give one more than he gives the other. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining to us, and this also comes in the shuruhat of the hadith, the explanation of the hadith, that if a person is going to do this, that he's going to give one, he's going to give preferential treatment for no reason. Sharia allows if a person has got children, and one child deserves more than the other. Maybe he's less well off. He's a little bit more backwards. The other children are very well off, so they don't need so much. So to help this child that's not so well, Sharia doesn't mind it. Now there's no harm in doing this, because there's a good valid Shari'i reason for helping one child more than the other. But what this hadith is talking about, where a person generally gifting and he's giving one more than the other for no valid reason. Now this is something that is makruh. In fact, Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, in his mazhab he says it's haram to do this. That to gift one child or gift one more than the other without any reason, this is completely haram. The other mazahib say that this is makruh. It is disliked. Why is it makruh? It comes, three reasons come in the kitabs. That one reason is, by gifting one child over the other, what it does, it creates enmity between the children. The father is favoring this child, he's giving him more, he's not giving me. So automatically there's some type of enmity that's being created between the children. The second reason ulama explain is that by gifting one child more than giving the other child, it creates an ihsas-e-kamtari. Ihsas-e-kamtari means it creates an inferiority complex in that child that's not getting so much. That perhaps there's something not right with me. I'm not so good like that other person. I'm not the blue-eyed child or boy of the parent. So he feels that inferiority complex. That's the second thing. And the third thing ulama explained that happens is, there'll be a nafrat towards the parents. There'll be a now dislike towards the parents. The parents are giving that child more, is not giving me more. So one is dislike between the children themselves. One is creating an inferiority complex. And the third is that the child himself will start disliking the parent. Why is giving that other person more, the other brother more, or other sister more, and not giving me? So this is something that is very, very common today. Sometimes you find a person, when he wants to sort out his estate, he says, I don't want to leave anything when I pass away. I want to sort everything out in my lifetime, because I don't want no fighting. Now how should one do it? Here we learn that when you're gifting in your lifetime, this will be a gift in your lifetime, this is not an estate in your lifetime. When you're gifting in the lifetime, you have to give all equally. Person passes away, you can make wasiyat when I pass away, then according to the Islamic shares, it should be distributed. But if he's gifting in his lifetime, all the children equally. So this is what Sharia is teaching us, that we've got to be equal to our children. And this creates love. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that would you not like all your children to be equal to you in their obedience to you? You know, all your children treating you well, you would like all your children. So he said, yes. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, then do not do that. Do not give him only, this Nu'man bin Bashir, and don't give your other children. So this teaches us something very, very important. That when it comes to the children also, there is no harm. Give to them and help them and assist them, but be equal to all the children. There is great benefit in this. As I mentioned, if there is a genuine reason, then there is no harm. Shariat also encourages this, that one child maybe doesn't have a job, doesn't have a profession, is not earning so well, so the father is subsidizing him and not giving the others. Because of that reason, then for this there is no problem. Or the father wants to send one child, for example, to become an alim, so now he's paying for him and he's assisting him, helping him. The other children are working in the shop, the others are studying, the others got a job, for example. So now the father doesn't need to assist them extra because they are doing some type of work. Here again, there's a good valid Shari'i reason for this, so then there's no harm. But where generally a person is gifting, then he should be equal with all his children. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.